Lenten Journey Day 12. Sin. You've made it to the 12th day of Lent. Today is an opportunity to look back and say, yes, I have done it, and look forward and say, yes, it is possible to complete it. Today is also a day not to be caught up in foolish pride, to say that, yes, I have done it, but there is a purpose for it, the betterment of myself, and in that betterment, to be able to affect others, to affect my society, my community, and ultimately my world. Today we will look at the problem of sin. Perhaps one of the most misunderstood concepts or themes in the Christian faith is sin. Our understanding or misunderstanding of sin is developed from models we have set up when we are children. We understand the good that we do. We understand the bad that we do. And somehow sin is that bad thing because there is punishment, crime and punishment. And along with that punishment, there is condemnation, and in fact, there is damnation for what we do. And these models creep into our adult life and really skew our perception, distort our view of what life is, what life can be. And we fail to understand that throughout life, all of our actions, everything we do, has consequences. In fact, the laws of thermodynamics tell us that to every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. And we can take this law right into our relationships, into the way we live, into the laws that govern our life. And surely, there are reactions, there are consequences to everything we do. In the case of sin, they are perhaps more noticeable because they take on negative characteristics. They impact us in a negative manner. If not in the immediate future, certainly in the long term, those things catch up with us. Let us begin with a definition of what sin is. Sin means missing the mark. Imagine a large target, and in this target is a centerpiece, a round centerpiece that we usually call the bullseye. Now imagine a bow and arrow where you pull back on the bow and you let the arrow go. That arrow travels through space, through time, and eventually it hits its destination. You have aimed for the bullseye. You have aimed for perfection, but somehow it didn't make it. You hit slightly off of the mark. You may hit quite a ways off of the mark. In fact, you may not hit the target at all. And whether you're far from the bullseye, close to the bullseye, you missed the mark. Therefore, sin is sin. All of it is sin. As long as you didn't hit perfection, you're in a state of sin. Likewise, in our lives, we each and every one of us aspire for perfection. We all want to hit that mark. We want the best for ourselves, for our families, for our children. But through space and time, we journey, much like the arrow. And sometimes there are many factors, including the wind, including obstacles, that prevent us from hitting the mark. Now, what happens? We miss the mark and we hit elsewhere. What is our reaction at that point? To go back and try it again. To pull the arrow out and put it on the bow one more time and shoot again. Likewise in our lives, we have opportunities to recreate, to recreate, to be able to hit the mark again and again. And when we fail, it doesn't mean anything more than we are human. You may imagine that same bow and arrow, with God being the one who pulls the bow and the arrow. Imagine every time God pulls and lets go of the arrow, that arrow hits the bullseye. It hits the centerpiece. Now that's what God does. You and I pull back and we let that arrow go and we miss the mark. Does that mean we're bad? No. It means we're bad shots. It means we hit the wrong place. And so we go back and we try again. Now, with that basic understanding, we can now understand ourselves as merely missing the mark and trying again. And why not? Life gives us that opportunity. Life gives us a chance to try again. And certainly this Lenten journey is an opportunity for us to look at the marks that we have missed and pull out the arrows and try again. To fix relationships that have gone sour. To fix perceptions, perhaps even of ourselves, that we would like to correct. Why not? That's what this Lenten period is all about. Next week, we will take a closer look at what we call the seven deadly sins. But as a prelude to that, I wish to offer you a small little excerpt from a Cherokee diary. Interestingly enough, it has an instruction that is so appropriate for us today. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, deception, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, righteousness, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a moment and replied, "But grandfather, which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." We conclude with a prayer from St. Nersa Shnorhali from the eighth hour. "Searcher of secrets, I have sinned against you willingly and unwillingly. Knowingly and unknowingly, grant me a great sinner forgiveness, for since I was born of the holy font until this day I have sinned before you, by my senses and by all the members of my body. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen." This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step on this Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find recipes for the Lenten season, as well as resources, projects that you can engage in that will make this Lent a very special one. You'll find podcasts as well as an archive of all of these podcasts. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.